Former President George H.W. Bush celebrated his 90th birthday in June by parachuting from an airplane. So, whether or not you agree with his politics, you have to admire his guts in old age. And his plunge is a good metaphor for whether investors should consider taking on additional, measured risk with their investment allocations in retirement. So today, I'm going to share some new thinking about retirement investing that will defy long-held views. See, typically, people are told to decrease their exposure to stocks as they near retirement and move to safer investments such as bonds, so their retirement savings don't get wiped out by a 2008-like stock market plunge. Then they're told to keep gradually tipping more towards bonds the older they get. But a well-written article in November 2014 issue of Consumer Reports Money Advisor explores the idea of gradually increasing your exposure to equities in retirement, and it notes that adding more as we age may, paradoxically, make us more financially secure. This new approach builds on a system that a number of financial planners already use, in which they separate retirement money into three categories, or buckets, representing different time horizons and accompanying risks. In the first bucket, what I like to call the expense bucket, you keep enough to cover 1 year's worth of expenses in cash or money market funds. That's the secure, pay-the-bills money. In your second bucket, it's the bond bucket. You have short and medium-term bond investments that are used to replenish the first bucket as it empties each year. The third bucket is your equity bucket and holds stocks or equity mutual funds and the like. It's the most risky portion of your holdings, but also provides the most potential for growth. Now, traditionally, planners have recommended rebalancing regularly so that the second bucket, the bond bucket, becomes larger over time and reduces your exposure to risk, so you have more for big expenses such as nursing care. But new thinking on the subject says that while it's very important to build up a solid principal base as you head into retirement, you may be better off over the long run, in other words, the next 30 years or so in retirement, if you gradually dial up the equity allocation in your retirement portfolio, say from about 30% in stocks to 60% over the next few decades, thereby reducing the likelihood of running out of money. That's because the proven long-term outperformance of stocks relative to bonds and all other asset classes would enhance your annual returns, which would more than make up for any big stock market swings later in life. By the way, researchers arrived at this new equity dial-up approach after stress-testing portfolios under different stock and bond allocations, in which they assumed that retirees withdrew 4% of their savings in the first year and gradually increased that percentage to keep up with inflation. Proponents of this new approach say the gradual increase in stock allocations every year also takes advantage of dollar cost averaging, which many consider a keystone of pre-retirement investing where, when prices are low, you get more shares, when prices rise, you get less, and overall, you pay less per share than if you try to time the market. People who oppose this new approach point out that bonds usually lose only about 5 to 10% of their value when interest rates rise, and typically recover more quickly than stocks when they experience stock market dips. Opponents also say that the potential for steep losses is much greater when holding stocks, and that's true. So you have to balance the risk and reward under this new approach. The Consumer Reports article also offers an easy way to implement the new equity dial-up strategy, where you actively rebalance 1% of your money into stocks every year from bonds. Alternately, of course, you could just leave the stock bucket alone and spend from the bond bucket each year, which will shrink over time as you take that 4% plus inflation out each year. Now, I know this strategy isn't for everyone, and I know a lot of new retirees, especially those who suffered big losses in 2008, might prefer the safety of bonds, and that's fine too, because you should always be comfortable with your fundamental approach to investing, especially in retirement when you're no longer getting a paycheck. So, here's what you do. Talk to your financial advisor, look at how much you'll likely have in principal savings as you enter retirement, assess your household expenses, factor in inflation, add your life bucket list of things that you want to do in your life, like vacations or one-off expenses such as replacing an old car, or roof on your house, etc. See what your medical insurance policies cover and what your maximum out-of-pocket exposure is. Then, based on your retirement savings and needs, figure out what rate of return you'll really need to make sure your money lasts throughout your lifetime. This should dictate your asset allocation mix rather than relying on some rule of thumb based on statistical averages that may or may not fit your one best life. Then see if this equity dial-up strategy makes sense for your retirement needs.